What are two other players you played with? Chris Williams at fly half.
Very good. Very good player. Just didn't stay long enough, I think, no. You know. I had quite a lot of games with Chris, actually. I was, you know, getting a nice little run in the first team.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
And he was very strong. He could break the line. And he ran it, you know, from 10. Mm. Just a shame he didn't play longer for Gloucester, really.
Mm.
You know, but he was...
And that raises Stuart Dix as well.
Oh, yeah.
Player with such talent.
Very talented. I've only played a couple of games with Stuart. You know, Stuart was finished in my second season, just decided he didn't want to play, which gave me the breakthrough. Mm. But, you know, very talented.
Mm.
Beautiful balanced runner, you know. Yeah, really, you know, really good. Really good. Yeah. Didn't see enough of him at Gloucester, did we?
No. That's right.
Went back to Gordon Lee.
John Fidler.
Yeah, John was, you know, we were very fortunate. You know, John was a mountain of a man, wasn't he? You know, and then we, you know, we have Steve Ball. Then they don't get John Orwin.
You know,
so you got, you know, three England British line, you know, players there. You know, fantastic. Yeah, really good.
Yeah,
very physical, all of them.
Yeah, and then Paul Wood. A smallish back row forward.
Yeah, but just everywhere.
And it seems to me he used to pick up a lot of injuries, and I always put it down to the fact he just wasn't as big as a lot of the other back row.
But he was
forwards.
Always at the bottom of things, a little bit like John Watkins.
Yeah.
They were always, you know, the rucking in that now then was a bit different to it is nowadays.
Mm.
And you were, if somebody was on the wrong side of the ball, you actually rucked them out.
Mm.
And you used to get the cuts.
Yeah.
So... I think it was really because, you know, that sort of player was always in, you know, and over the ball.
Yeah.
And they were getting in. That's why they picked up the injuries. But
again,
very talented.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Peter Kingston. I thought he was a
class,
terrific player.
Class.
Ought to have played more times for England.
Yeah. Class. Skill levels is. Just to notice, he's just the weight of his box kicks. He didn't used to kick them miles high. But they'd just be weighted and they'd just come down. Oh, you know, it was great playing with Pete. And I tell you, the number of times I played on the right wing and he'd come off and, you know, he'd call for me on a switch and I'd buy the dummy. Yeah. And he'd gone up the other side and you just try and get in support of him. You know, I must have bought more dummies off Peter. And he was on the same side, you know. But yeah, well, class player.
He had that vision, didn't he? He was always looking for the attacking opportunity.
That's right, every time.
I mean, even photographs of him, you know, the characteristic pose, looking around, you know, constantly aware of everything that was going on the field.
Excellent.
I mean, that's what I liked about him. You know,
just a high skill set.
Yeah.
You know, his passing, you know, dive passing.
Yeah.
One of the best dive passes you get, you know. And see, his box kicking, I always felt was first class.
Yeah, I think that awareness went hand in hand with those skills.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he knew that if something was on, he could do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I think he got about 5 caps, but, you know, he should have probably got 15. Do you know what I mean? They were picking 1 or 2 scrum halves at the time that were, you know, weren't worthy of it.
You go back to Mickey Booth, don't you?
Well, no, they should have got a lot of those in that era. You know, Mickey, Dick Smith, John Bayliss, should have got caps.
Incidentally, could we take you back a little bit as we're talking about players?
Yeah.
Did you come to Kingsome at all?
Yeah,
as a lad,
I used to go and watch. I had little periods of watching. I used to watch, you know, Gloucester rugby. I used to watch Gloucester City football.
Yeah.
As well, but I used to come.
Did you have any favourite players as a lad?
Not really, no, because I wasn't that much into rugby when I was younger or in my early teens. I played at school.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, no, I didn't.
What sort of age when you started going to King's Home? What sort of year?
Gosh. It would have been in the 60s.
Yeah.
It would have been in the 60s at some stage, you know.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, you had, you know, when John Bayliss and, you know, Dick and Smith and all that, they were in there, you know, playing really well.
John and I, our favourite player from that era is Terry Hobson.
Yeah.
I can only vaguely remember Terry.
Obviously, I know Terry from afterwards, you know, but I never really saw, you know, can't remember really seeing Terry play.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, I went down to watch Kingsome a few times when I started playing rugby at university. If I was back, I might go down and watch the odd game.
Mm.
But,
yeah. I always sort of weigh them up in my mind, you know, Booth and Hobson versus Kingston and Williams.
I couldn't compare really.
They're so utterly different.
Yeah.
But they were tremendous halfback partnerships, both.
I think both scrum halves had tremendous brains. They had rugby brains. You know, I would say both scrum halves had tremendous rugby brains.
Yeah.
And obviously Terry, I gather, was a fantastic kicker. I would have said Chris Wimmers was probably more of a physical running 10, you know, would take people on, play very flat to the game line.
Well, he was a big lad.
Yeah,
from outside half.
Yeah.
But they played together at every level of rugby, Kingston and Williams.
That's right. I remember playing at school, in a Gloucestershire trial, and they were coming through and they were playing. And I remember playing against them, and they were playing for Lydney Grammar School for Chosen Hill.
Yeah.
So a few of us used to play against each other, because we used to play against Pete Butler at Crypt, you know, so it's quite nice when you know, you do know a few people when you go down to Kings, though.
So
you're talking about a lot of the Gloucester players. Now, who did you find amongst your most difficult opponents to play against? Were there any in particular?
Yeah, there was. It was, it's quite funny. We played Coventry a couple of times. And I would always prefer to play against Duckham. I played Duckham, and I didn't mind playing against him. The one that was more difficult, they had a winger on the other side who went to Leicester called Barmer. he just leave me for dead a couple of times. So you look at that and say, oh God, not that Barmer. I don't mind playing against the bloke on the other side, but so yeah, I always remember him being, you know.
Yeah.
Very elusive, should we put it that way.
Yeah. Any others?
Not really.
No. Hardest club to play against, would that be Coventry? Because they were in the pop.
I can remember we went up and I think we played in the game where we haven't beat, first game we'd beaten them for 20 years. We beat them about 11-9 or something up there. And I think I was the first Gloucester player ever to get substituted. Because I got cut my eye with 10 minutes to go and Gordy Hutchinson had to come on. And that was the first year we had subs.
Yeah.
So Coventry then were a big team. Cardiff. I always remember that game when Cardiff came to Kingsland. They said he'd never played Gloucester again. But they had one more game to play and we won 6-3. And I'd gone on second half and replaced Peter Butler, who'd broken his collarbone. And it was absolutely, you know, it was a fearsome game. Absolutely fearsome. All the Welsh clubs, midweek, were not easy. It's a different, people don't understand it now with these English leagues, but there's no love lost when you went across into Wales in midweek, whatever team you were playing, even if it was United in midweek. You know, they'd all be up from the valleys. The referee from England had failed to turn up, and the local referee would then turn up instead. They all, you know, the abuse that you got, you couldn't repeat now, you know. it was sheer hatred down there. They hated you. I suppose it was the same when they came up to us. They were hard games, really. They were the hard games.